Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, everybody has at least one thing they have to do before they die, so having a list is a good thing. But how many goals and dreams on that list are actually achieved? Well, in 2009, at the ripe old age of 27, Sebastian realised that, like most people, he'd not achieved anything, particularly in his lifelong dreams. So I've got him on the line today to tell us his story and how he got to, well, making 100 things happen. You've done some cool stuff here, running with the bulls, marrying a stranger, triathlon, you've done chasing a tornado. I mean, you've done some crazy stuff out there.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think my list is a template for what other people should base it on. It's all very relative. And so, yeah, you know, I ask everyone, what's on your list? And a lot of people just say, oh, I want to read more. I'd like to connect with a loved one. So it's not necessarily financial. But regardless, I think it's really important that people take the time to just make a list,
yep,
and identify these goals. And I think you find a lot of purpose. Certainly I have. I found a lot of purpose in just chasing these dreams.
So what have you learned about yourself from doing all this?
I've learned that over time, I mean, the whole list started from, you know, a place where I'd lost a friend, and I realised that I wasn't particularly happy with my own life. And I, you know, at that moment, I thought, well, you know what, I'm going to make a list of things that I want to do that might make me happy, and that was the, you know, that was the beginning of it all. I've learned that I needed to do that. I think as people, we need a really solid foundation to base, you know, whatever it is we want to do on.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm learning that I love this idea of trying to help others. And luckily, through my journey, I'm able to go around and help people tick things from their list. I'm learning that sort of stuff about myself. I think the best thing as people we can do is to help someone else.
So, being stuck on a desert island, what happened there? What did you think? What did you think about as you sat on a desert island?
Am I the only person to want to do this? Have you ever?
I reckon everybody would like to do it. Actually, there's a show on the BBC in the UK, and they do a radio show called Desert Island Requests, and they ask celebrities to come in and talk about what songs would you like to play if you're on a desert island. But what was it like? It must have been quiet.
It was. I've never been alone in my life. I've always been around friends or a sporting team or whatever. So, yeah, I wanted to be alone. I was 55 kilometres off the mainland of New Caledonia.
Yep.
Stuck on a desert island that took 10 minutes to walk around. There were sea snakes, poisonous sea snakes, I should say, everywhere. Turtle, little sharks every single evening circling the island. It sounds like I'm lying, doesn't it? I ate coconuts for a week. I took with me a machete.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. Just silence, pure silence, and it was beautiful. I highly recommend that, actually. I'd love to. If anyone wants to do that, get in touch with me. I'll tell you where to go.
That's a silence retreat. Now, what about the tornadoes? Because over in America, there are guys that really do this as a profession, and you were lucky enough to go along on one of these expeditions.
Yeah, it was awesome. I spent 10 days kind of going through Texas and all those southern states, just chasing these extreme weather patterns. So, I mean, I've never, don't get me wrong, there was some incredibly exciting times. Saw a tornado come and touch down on the land not too far from us. It was just unbelievable. But there were also days where it was just quite beautiful and it was just a lovely sunny day.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I reckon that the best way to do that is to kick it off with writing down a couple of goals, like even if it's five or six goals that you want to achieve. And it could, and not necessarily things that you want to do. It could be things you need to work on yourself, you know, to change so that you can have the life that you want. Because sometimes it's us that holds ourselves back, I think.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's simply that the first step in achieving any goal, I think, is just identifying it. It's you know, it's goal setting and just setting that goal. I think it's then just committing to it and balancing it in your current lifestyle.
Exactly.
I think it's as simple as that.
So if we want to get behind you, we go to the website, and the best way to do that is just go to 100things.com.au and then follow the links from there, hey?
Absolutely, all very, very easy. And again, if it's one thing, 10 things, or a million things, just start writing. I think it's an amazing process. So if anyone comes, I'd love to talk to you online.
Fantastic. Sebastian, thanks for your time today.
Oh, you're a legend. Thanks so much for having me.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.